What's all the buzz about nasal irrigation and Navage? And should I try it? Here's the science. Airborne germs invade through your nose. It's the body's air filter for trapping allergens and viruses. When your nose gets clogged, it's less effective and germs multiply. Eventually, your immune system can get overwhelmed and you get sick. Nasal irrigation is an effective, all-natural way to clean your nose. It's not a drug. It's more like plumbing. Saline goes in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out mucus and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage to make cleaning your nose easy. It's the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage pulls out the bad stuff so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. At Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, Bed Bath, and Walmart. Or go to Navage.com for a free gift with purchase. Over 2 million sold. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
New efforts to curb gun violence in Philadelphia following a spike in shootings in the city during the pandemic. District Attorney Larry Krasner says a community partnership aims to tackle gun violence as a health and safety challenge. He says part of that means protecting the city's schools.
The necessity of protecting students, the necessity of protecting teachers, because we're going to get nowhere if we do not have a fully functional and secure educational situation.
Violent crimes have risen in 27 states since the start of the pandemic. Drone delivery is about to take flight in parts of Texas.
People living within a four-mile radius of a specific Walgreens store in the Dallas suburbs will soon purchase items using the Wing app.
From within about 10 minutes of the time you press order, you'll have the package at your house.
Jacob Demet works for Wing and says that while the service area is limited for now,
this isn't a demonstration. This is going to be regular business hours, 9 to 5, 5 days a week.
The first for an urban area, but Wing hopes not the last. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Hertz is ordering 100,000 electrical vehicles from Tesla to build a fleet of electric vehicle rentals by the end of 2022. The car rental company will also set up its own electric vehicle charging network. The deal, the largest ever purchase of electric vehicles, will reportedly bring in $4.2 billion for Tesla. Wall Street, the Dow gained 64 points today. This is ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. 20 minutes of nonstop news continues on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Good afternoon, Como News Time 204. I'm Taylor Van Sice. Now our top stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. And as is often the case around here, traffic ends up being the top story, especially when it's 204 and when we're recovering from a big old windstorm like we saw yesterday. So with that said, let's go to Kimmy Klein in the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center.
Yeah, it's still been blustery today. In fact, we had some trees down on I-5 around DuPont that recently cleared, so we're still finding some backups in both directions approaching Mounts Road. But we also have police activity in Tacoma right now on westbound 16 at Jackson. It's blocking the right lane and part of that on-ramp from Jackson, but expect delays both directions of 16 between the Toll Plaza and the Purdy area due to a crash in the median at Wallachia. It's also still blocking that eastbound left lane. We have down trees just east of the Hood Canal Bridge blocking westbound Highway 104 at Gamble Way. In South Seattle, East Marginal Way is still shut down between 14th Avenue South and 86th Place for those downed utility pole repairs, taking until tomorrow to hopefully fix that. So that has a South Park Bridge closed. It's causing extra traffic around the 1st Avenue South Bridge. There's a new crash reported in Seattle on the Magnolia Bridge, and our travel time from Bellevue to Renton is up to 20 minutes. Your next Como traffic at 2:14.
Now the Como forecast. Weather is it's a weird one, isn't it? We had all that wind yesterday, followed by a whole bunch of sunshine in some areas, and now more wind today. Rain and wind continuing through the evening hours tonight and tomorrow morning. The rain continues. Rain's likely going to stay with us in some capacity all week long, but the wind, thankfully, is expected to die down by tomorrow. Right now in Seattle, gray skies, and it's 55 degrees. Como News Time 2:06. Police in Des Moines say they have identified their suspect and are looking to arrest the man suspected of fatally shooting three people last month outside a sports bar. 44-year-old Joshua Puloka faces three counts of murder in connection with the September 26th shooting at La Familia Sports Pub and Lounge. The shooting followed an altercation that began inside the sports bar and continued outside as hundreds of people were filing into the parking lot. Investigators have not disclosed a motive or if Puloka knew the three people who were killed. Western Washington, like we've been talking about, had a really windy weekend. More than 150,000 people lost power at one point, and a couple was killed in their car as well after a giant tree crashed down near the Preston area. We get more on the damage from Como's Carlene Johnson.
Dory Ross woke Sunday to the sound of trees coming down just outside her home, bringing down power lines, and sparks were flying.
I came out in my pajamas because I was worried someone would drive through it.
That was around the same time a tree 8 feet in diameter crushed a car on Preston Falls City Road, killing two people. Now, power crews have been out through the weekend making repairs when it's safe, but the long period of sustained winds has complicated that. Dana Felton at the National Weather Service.
Today, we actually had our strongest winds here in the central Puget Sound. We had a line of really strong showers come through in the middle of the afternoon. 45 to 55 miles an hour, that caused a lot of problems.
High winds will continue through the day today, gusting up to 40 miles an hour. The storm broke a record for the strongest low-pressure system they've ever recorded. Carlene Johnson, Como News.
And it caused a real mess along East Marginal Way we've been talking about during our traffic reports, and it's not going to be cleared up before tomorrow. That part of that story from Como's Bill O'Neill.
Seattle City Light says about 15 power poles in all went down during Sunday's windstorm. Crews continue to clean things up and are hoping to reopen the road to traffic by midday Tuesday. The poles that fell over the weekend were last inspected back in August with three ordered to be replaced. The process for replacing those poles was underway. These down poles are in an area north of a stretch that saw a number of poles fall back in 2019. Bill O'Neill, Como News.
A new public health mandate in effect in King County begins today, as Como's Brian Calvert reports. In addition to masks, you also need to prove one of two things before you're allowed to enter some businesses.
According to King County Public Health, the vaccine proof or negative test result is required to enter the gym, movie theater, an entertainment venue, or dine inside a restaurant. Owner Jack Timmons says you don't really need this proof for takeout or...
There is a patio that's heated, so there's still an opportunity to go out to eat.
You also don't need to prove vaccine or test status at the grocery store and most stores, offices, and even banks. This woman says she's going to feel better about getting out there knowing everyone else is either vaccinated or not infected with COVID.
I have a mother who's high risk.
And people can go out and they can do things and, of course, spend some money and live their lives.
For those who have been vaccinated, you might consider making sure you have a photo of your vaccine card on your phone. That'll do. Or you can use the Clear app to register your vaccination, and that will give you a unique QR code to enter affected venues. Brian Calvert, Como News.
Seattleites hit hardest by the pandemic could soon get relief. More from Como's Jeff Pogula.
Mayor Jenny Durkan has announced the Seattle Relief Fund, which would give cash payments to those suffering the most.
Seattle residents and workers and students can get up to $1,000 per individual or up to $3,000 for household.
But it won't be just a first-come, first-served program, as each application will be thoroughly vetted, according to the mayor. There is no dedicated tax for this program, so it is paid for out of the city's general fund. Jeff Pogula, Como News.
Como News time, 210. It's time for an update on sports now from the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk. All righty, here we go. It's Monday night, which means for the Seahawks, Monday night football. The Saints come into town from New Orleans for a game at Lumen Field. Kickoff at 5:15. The oddsmakers in Vegas have the Seahawks as 4-point favorites. Geno Smith again starting as quarterback for the Seahawks with Russell Wilson still recovering from his finger surgery on his throwing hand. Seattle Kraken have another chance for their first home win at Climate Pledge Arena tomorrow night. The Montreal Canadiens come into town after finally winning their first game of the season on Saturday over the Detroit Red Wings. The puck drops at 7 tomorrow. The Kraken looking to rebound from a 4-2 loss to the Vancouver Canucks. It was late in the third period that the Kraken pulled their goalie Grubauer to put an additional attacker on the ice in an effort to tie up the game, but instead the Canucks ended up scoring an empty net goal. Final score 4-2. Sounders on the road to take on LAFC tomorrow evening. The Sounders lost an important match against Kansas City on Saturday, a score of 2-1. And the World Series begins tomorrow night in Houston. The Astros won the series in 2017. They lost it in 2019. And they'll face the Atlanta Braves as their National League opponent, who were last in the Fall Classic in 1999. Back then, with an amazing roster of players that would go on, in some cases, to enter the Hall of Fame, the Braves were swept by the Yankees in 4 games. 1999. Those darn Yankees. Sports at 10 and 40 past each hour on Como News. Como News time to 11. Amazon's chief executive says third-party sellers on Amazon's website should be wary of proposed federal antitrust legislation. We get more from Como's Corwin Hake.
Amazon's profitable marketplace is where third-party sellers offer merchandise on the Amazon website right alongside Amazon's own similar listings. Amazon takes a cut of their sales. Andy Jassy, Amazon CEO since July, is sounding off on proposed federal antitrust legislation directed at the marketplace.
I think you just have to be careful when you think about an idea like that, that you don't have very serious unintended consequences, which I think that would have.
Jassy spoke during an online seminar for marketplace sellers. He says legislation that would separate third-party offerings from the main Amazon website would deny small businesses the exposure they crave. Lawmakers, including U.S. Representative Pramila Jayapal from our state, say Amazon mines valuable marketing data from third-party sellers, then undercuts those sellers with Amazon brands. Corwin Hake, Como News.
Como News Time, 2:12. Young children may soon be able to get the COVID-19 vaccine. ABC's Ariel Reshef has this report.
New hope for families across the country that 28 million kids ages 5 to 11 could be fully vaccinated by the winter holidays, with a green light for the pediatric Pfizer vaccine expected just weeks from now. An FDA panel meeting Tuesday to discuss and vote. Then the CDC is expected to weigh in a week later, possibly clearing the way for those shots to go into arms as early as November 3rd.
If all goes well and we get the regulatory approval and the recommendation from the CDC, it's entirely possible, if not very likely, that vaccines will be available for children from 5 to 11 within the first week or two of November.
Officials saying there are enough pediatric doses on reserve for those children who will be eligible. States across the country pre-ordering vaccines starting last week. At one-third the adult dose, Pfizer saying its trial of more than 2,200 children showed the vaccine was nearly 91% effective at preventing symptomatic disease, and there were no cases of severe side effects. Like adults, children will be able to get two shots 3 weeks apart, meaning it can take as little as 5 weeks for them to be fully vaccinated. It comes as U.S. health officials closely monitor for cases of the new Delta Plus variant. Experts saying a handful of cases have popped up in the U.S., but not spiking to the levels currently seen in the U.K. And experts say that those smaller doses for kids ages 5 to 11 will have orange caps to make sure they are distinct from those for those kids ages 12 and older. Those have purple caps.
ABC's Ariel Reshef reporting. Como News Time, 2:14. Time for a traffic update from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. And let's check in again with Kimmy Klein.
Well, we had some trees down on I-5 earlier around DuPont near Mounts Road that have cleared away. North 5's got a lot better around there, but Southbound 5 is still struggling from Gravelly Lake Drive past the Steelcomb-DuPont Road. In Tacoma, we had brief police activity on Southbound 509 at the Cable Stay Bridge. That's already gone, but we still have police activity on Westbound 16 at Jackson has taken up the right lane. We also still have a crash on Eastbound 16 at Wallachet, blocking the left lane, causing a backup past Purdy Drive. And even West 16 is heavier, leaving the toll plaza towards that scene in the median. In Seattle, traffic starting to crowd now on Southbound 5 between the U District and the stadiums. Remember, if you are coming into town for the game later, the South Park Bridge is still closed, and so is East Marginal Way between 14th Avenue South and 86th Place due to those downed utility poles. So that's putting extra pressure on the 1st Avenue South Bridge. And Eastbound 518 is really starting to back up now, leaving SeaTac Airport towards I-5. Your next Como traffic at 2:24.
Como forecast now, and the weather, it's going to remain active this week, though the wind should be done with us after tonight. Tomorrow, we stay rainy, though, and it's going to be a fairly rainy week, really, all the way until Friday. That's when the chance of rain diminishes just a little bit, and temperatures warm a little bit as well, upper 50s possible instead of the mid-50s like we're seeing today and through this week. In Seattle right now, it is 55 degrees. Como News Time, 2:16.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Northwest's only 24-hour news station. Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Bill O'Neill is at the editor's desk. I'm Taylor Van Sice. A camera operator told authorities that Alec Baldwin had been careful with weapons on the set of the film Rust before the actor shot and killed a cinematographer and wounded a director with a gun that he had been told was safe to use. This all according to court documents that were released on Sunday. ABC's Amy Robach has more.
For more, let's bring in Dan Abrams, ABC News chief legal analyst, and film prop master Dutch Merrick. Thank you both for being with us. Dan, I'm going to begin with you because there are obviously a lot of legal questions to sort through. Namely, first and foremost, will Alec Baldwin face criminal charges in this?
Right. So let's separate out Alec Baldwin, the actor, versus Alec Baldwin, the producer. In either case, you need negligence. You need something he should have done that he didn't do, or he did something that he shouldn't have done. Based on what we learned from those search warrants, it does seem Alec Baldwin, the actor, didn't do anything, if everything is accurate there, wrong. Meaning someone yells cold gun, meaning there is no, it's not an issue. Secondly, he then acts out the scene exactly as he's supposed to, and then pulls the trigger. If that's true, there's not going to be any criminal responsibility for Alec Baldwin, the actor. But Alec Baldwin, the producer, is a separate question. The question becomes, how did this happen on the set? Who was responsible for it? Were there protocol issues that were happening? Did they have knowledge of problems with safety on the set? Those are all issues that are going to have to be asked, because there has been another case in 2015 where a director and a producer and others were charged criminally because of lack of safety protocols while filming a movie.
Let's talk about those protocols right now with Dutch. And Dutch, first of all, is it possible that live ammunition could actually be on set? Walk us through who's responsible for making sure that doesn't happen.
Well, firstly, it's a very somber moment in Hollywood. Everybody, Hollywood is a very tight family nationwide, and this ripples through all of us. There's almost no reason for a live ammunition on a set, and I say almost because it's extremely rare when they use a live ammunition shot. It's very specific, and there's a very thorough chain of events, a chain of command of who handles the firearms. First and foremost is the armorer. They're ultimately responsible for the guns, and they hand the guns directly to the actor. They let them know that they're cold or hot, whether they have blanks in them or not. They would never have it during rehearsal. The ultimate arbiter of safety on a set is the first assistant director. Everything boils down to them. They wear that. And a first assistant director grabbing a gun off a cart is unheard of in Hollywood. This doesn't meet the safety standards that we do every single day in Hollywood. Hundreds of thousands of rounds are shot month in and month out in films, motion pictures, and we do it safely. We've done it for 100 years. There's clearly been a breach. Why there was live actual ammunition on the set, I mean, our minds, the armorer community, we've been talking about this for the last few days, trying to brainstorm, why would this happen? Somebody brought a box of ammo? Was someone doing a gun demonstration on the set out in the desert with live ammo? It's really hard to say. Our job is to create a safe environment for the actors so that they can go home with the trophy. They can play fully when they know it's as real as possible, but ultimately it's safe and nobody's going to get hurt.
Well, Dan, as Dutch explains here, that's almost it's inexplicable for a live round, not just to be in the gun, but even to be on set. So you talked about criminal charges, but when you talk about a civil case here, who is now responsible? You talk about Alec Baldwin, the producer, but it's an independent film. Who is ultimately responsible, could be held that type of liable for?
I expect that there will be a civil case, that there will be civil damages awarded in connection with this because of exactly what Dutch just said, which is there is no good explanation for how it ended up there. Someone did something wrong. There was some negligence, at the least, on that set, and as a result, I expect at the least that there will be a civil case with damages paid out.
Dan and Dutch, thank you both very much.
Como News Time 2:20, and that's ABC's George Stephanopoulos. It's time for a Propel Insurance business update. Closing numbers on Wall Street remained positive, although sort of flat-ish, yet positive for the Dow, if you catch my meaning, a slim gain. The Dow up 64 points to close at 35,741. The NASDAQ gained almost 1% to 15,226. That's a gain of 136 points. And the S&P 500 up by 21 points. That's a 0.5% gained. 0.25% up for Alaska, but a 0.5% down for Amazon today. Local stocks mostly split. No clear direction for industry or location. Costco up by 1.5%, but Expedia down, Microsoft down, T-Mobile down. Big wins for Zillow, though, and Redfin, both higher by almost 3%. Your money news at 20 and 50 past every hour. We have a Como traffic update next.
Stay connected. Stay informed on all things COVID 24/7. Breaking news as it happens from Como News 1000, FM 97.7, and on your smart speaker. This is Como News.